Well, there are fewer than 100 days until the Summer Olympics in Rio. Hard to imagine Brazil's being run by the vice president as President Dilma Rousseff awaits impeachment. There are now more than 4,000 cases of microcephaly, brain damage in newborns related to the mosquito-borne Zika virus. Oh, and some athletes are mired in doping scandals, but Brazil is plowing ahead, giving 10,000 cab drivers free English lessons, frantically building hotels. Is there still time for you to plan a trip? Christine Sarkis is senior editor at Smarter Travel. Christine, is it too late?
Surprisingly, no. Just yesterday, I priced this all out. Do you want to guess how much it would be for, let's say, airfare from San Francisco, hotel, and then five tickets?
Well, I'm sorry. It's ka-ching, ka-ching in my head. I mean, I'm thinking thousands for the tickets and thousands for the hotel rooms. You know, I'm thinking it's up at like 10,000.
That's sort of what I thought. And then when we priced it out, if you're willing to go pretty bare bones about it, $2,000 is what we found. So airfare, we found for about $1,000. So, and then the trick to getting a good hotel room at this point is actually to go Airbnb. You're not always going to get something amazing. In fact, one of the places that's still available is for $40 a night.
What?
It says it's a hotel in disrepair, but it's only $40 a night.
So?
They have a bunch of things.
I hear what you're saying, that you do have to have that spirit of adventure.
Absolutely. And then the tickets, that's interesting too. So CoSport is the official Olympic ticket seller in the U.S. Now, the way that it works is that the Olympic Committee releases these allocations of tickets at sort of random intervals. And so CoSport will post the new tickets on the website whenever they get it. And sometimes they send out email alerts, but often they don't if they're fairly small allocations. So the tickets that you see online now aren't the only thing available. It's not like they're sold out except for these. So if you are interested in getting tickets to a certain event, the key is just to keep checking back. Mm-hmm. And the good news is that the prices will stay relatively stable.
Huh. Okay. So you can maybe afford to go. It's not too late to find accommodations and flights. And it's not even too late to get tickets. But you have to be, vigilant at this point. Once you get there, tell us what we might expect. Infrastructure. There's a new metro line. There's a museum that opened in December, the Museum of Tomorrow. Let's say you don't get the ticket to the main event, but you want to be in the action. What else might you want to do?
Yes, the new subway line, they're expecting it to open in July. I think it's a little late. There are also all these express bus routes and trams that are sort of debuting. In terms of what to do, there's the obvious, right? Christ the Redeemer, Sugarloaf Mountain, Ipanema Beach.
Christ the Redeemer is that huge statue above the beach in Rio. Yeah.
And then if you want in on Olympic action but you don't have tickets, there are public screenings of a lot of the events at Madeira Park. And then another nice way of sort of extending that Olympic spirit, even if you're not watching events, is that Rio happens to be a very naturally athletic city. So you can get out, you can play soccer on the beach, you can play volleyball, you can take a jog. There are even very basic outdoor gyms.
Okay, so you can pretend that you're a part of it. Hotels. Now, we remember what happened in Sochi in 2014. Hotels were flooding, no working plumbing, and some tiling wasn't finished. Remember the pictures, falling light fixtures.
So yes, we're hoping for better.
Yeah, but is this again part of the spirit of, okay, these are the Olympics and we know every country does things last minute?
In a way, yes. So in the last 6 years, Rio has had a 60% increase in hotels. So they have 75 new hotels that represent about 20,000 rooms. They are booked, but many of them are not yet open. So that's a potentially a complicating factor. Mm-hmm. But according to the Brazil Hotel Industry Association, the city's hotels are nearly booked for the games, even despite, Zika and everything. There have been very few cancellations.
We'll talk about Zika. Health officials are telling people to put on mosquito repellent. Pregnant women women who think they might be pregnant or become pregnant are being told not to go. The Olympic team from South Korea has mosquito repellent uniforms. I mean, it seems as if you're going to go, you might take precautions.
Yeah, the CDC says that pregnant women just shouldn't go. And they offer extensive advice for everyone else on Zika prevention and just general health and safety when traveling in Brazil. But the World Health Organization just came out and said they are not advising that the Olympics be moved from Rio. So instead, what they're doing is they're working with both Brazil and the Olympic Committee on what they're calling a targeted approach. And that's to reduce infections ahead of the games. And that means reducing the number of mosquitoes and helping more people protect themselves from bites. Another sort of interesting thing to think about when it comes to Zika is that the Olympics is happening in August, and that's Brazil's winter. So that means the lowest numbers of mosquitoes of the year. So there's a mass fumigation campaign underway right now. Athletes at the Games will have free air conditioning, so they don't need to open windows and mosquito nets. But certainly, you know, we could see a situation in which some athletes and travelers opt out of the Games because of the concerns.
Christine Sarkis, senior editor at Smarter Travel, thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thank you.